The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission says more than half of the 15,000 fake checks were drawn for sums in a region of $146 million, 200 million euros, more than 2 million British pounds, and 120,000 Canadian dollars. The EFCC says U.S. and British security officials were involved in the screening of tons of outward bound mail in search of fraudulent documents sent by Nigerian conmen. Commission spokesman Osita Nwaja says the crackdown was a huge success and the partnership with Western law enforcement agencies will continue.
This is just one level of cooperation we have with major law enforcement agencies around the world. We've been partnering them on money laundering issues, on cybercrime issues, on the regular 419 issues, and terrorist finances. So this is just one layer of that cooperation. This particular one is, of course, going to continue.
The so-called 419 fraudsters, named after the relevant section of Nigeria's criminal law, send people emails seeking to trick them into handing over bank details or making advance payment for non-existent money-making schemes. Nwaja says the EFCC, which was created in 2003, has made the country very uncomfortable for conmen who are now shifting operations to neighboring countries.
One of the challenges, some of these people have fled the fiscal space of Nigeria. You now find them in neighboring countries that do not have a stringent regime that we have now in Nigeria of enforcement. So that tendency for them to settle in, we are pushing them across our borders by cooperating with law enforcement agencies in neighboring West African states.
President Umaru Yar'Adua, who took power in April, has pledged to clean up the reputation of Africa's largest democracy, which is tarnished by endemic corruption and fraud. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.